There's a quiet storm brewing between fathers and sons. The son is searching for identity, trying to please his dad, emulate him, and break away from him all at the same time. And the dad, he's just doing his best, often without realizing the pressure his son is feeling or the impact of his unspoken expectations. In this episode, we dive into that emotional tension, what's really going on beneath the surface, and how both sides can move forward with more understanding, connection, and strength. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Storm brewing. It's coming from the emotional turmoil in the father and son relationship. And you have a think about how much that relationship can have a positive impact, but it also can have a negative ripple across so many different areas. For the father, for the dad, he's continually judging himself on how well he's doing as a dad, wanting to get it right, worry he's not doing enough. That can then impact every other area of his life as well. The son, he's just trying to find his way. Each of them are searching for their own part. So the son's searching for personal identity. They're in that process, particularly in their teen years, of stepping out from under the shadow of their dad. They're trying to work out what they want to do, what they want to do with their life, how they want to show up. And they're learning who they need to be if they are their father's son. And the difficult part, this is where the storm's brewing, it's because they've got a whole lot of conflicting things happening at the same time. They're trying to emulate their dad. They're trying to please their dad. At the same time, they're trying to break away. And they're doing all of this at the same time. You can see where the turmoil would happen. And the dad's watching this. I know so much of this because I've lived it. I've lived it as the son. I've lived it as the parent, as the dad. And what's the dad doing? He's just trying to do his best. He's just trying to do what he thinks is best. But unfortunately, more often than not, it's not always the best thing. One of the key things is that we're all so different. And you've heard that old adage, treat people as you would want to be treated. And it's only half right, because we need to treat people how they need to be treated. And it's not living out what we think for their future as the parent. It's not trying to make up for the mistakes that we made. I asked this of a young athlete the other day. I was like, why do you think your, was actually around mum this time, why do you think your mum reacts like that? And it was like, because they've made the same mistake and they don't want you to make it. And it's like so true. As parents, we often do that. It was really good insight from the youngster. So, like I said, we've got to treat them how they need to be treated. And as they go through that, it's like an evolutionary, it's a biologically stepping away from being a child into being a man. And they're finding their way. And they don't need to be told what to do. They don't need to be pressured or guilted or manipulated, controlled. They just need support. And if they ask for it, guidance to find their own way. Could you imagine or think back to yourself as the son, trying to do all of those things, trying to keep dad happy, trying to probably, maybe you weren't conscious of it, but in a lot of ways you're trying to be like them. trying to be like your dad. You're trying to emulate so much of what you see and then that you love, and also probably do a fair bit of avoidance of what you don't love. That's just a given. But at the same time, you're trying to be yourself, and it's frustrating when dad just doesn't get you, when he's not understanding, when he's not listening, when he's not hearing, when he's not connecting how you need to be connected with. Well, you've got to admit, there was times and still times now where it frustrates me. Like, okay, you wanted to connect more. Well, here's an opportunity to connect, and you can't make it work. It's my job as a dad to be flexible with boundaries, but not about making it about me. So again, not coming from a place of perfection. I'm still learning on the job, as we all are as parents. Even till, you know, I know elderly parents, same thing, still learning. It's just part of it. You've got to keep learning. You've got to keep growing. You've got to keep pushing yourself. But this is one of the key points, is letting go of that control. Being able to be someone who listens, who validates, but doesn't force opinions, ideologies, trying to control the direction, trying to make them go down a path, put any pressure on. They're putting so much pressure on themselves. This is where the storm is. But for you, as the dad, the storm is, am I getting it right? Well, the reality is, you're getting heaps right, and you're probably doing a heap that's not. So the challenge is like, what do you need to do? And sometimes it feels like, okay, what more can I teach them? What more can I guide them? Well, the reality is, what you need to be doing is working on yourself. Because even at that age, they're far more likely to emulate, do as you do rather than do as you say. So you've got to be the leader in this. You've got to be the one that shows to grow, to get better, to be more confident. If that's what you want from your son, then you need to be the lead. You need to demonstrate that. And I could tell you, it has a ripple effect like you couldn't believe. It has a ripple effect in all areas of your life, but none more so than what your children will absorb, observe, take on, and repeat. And I've had these conversations with plenty of parents when they're like wanting me to work with their youngster, and it's like, I will, and I can. It also requires you to do some work too, because we all need to improve together. Think about a team perspective. If you're in a sporting team where you've got one person who's doing all this dedication and working really hard, and you've got someone else on the team that's not pulling their weight, it never ends well. Never ends well. It creates disconnection, it creates disharmony. So as a parent, as a member of your family team, be that example. You can calm the storm by calming your own inner storm. You can set a path to navigate through the storm for your son by showing him the way, not by telling him what to do. Again, unless he asks for a direction. Not by controlling, not by manipulating, not by putting more pressure on. And there is an art to that, because sometimes we think we're doing the right thing, but we are putting more pressure on. You go back to when they're younger kids, the message when they're playing sport is not, oh, you could have done this, you could have done that, you didn't play well enough here. It's like, I love watching you play. Now, if they're high performers like yourself, which I'm sure they are, then they're going to need some more advice than that. But not by you shoving it down their throat. It's important they have other mentors, other people to learn from, but they're so much more likely to ask for guidance if they know it's a safe place and you are actually listening, and you are actually listening without judgment. You're validating. You're not making excuses for other people, for other situations. You're being on site like you would in a team environment. But because you're the leader, then you earn the right by doing the right thing first. Always talk about putting values in place. That's always important. And then you can bring people back into alignment, not by saying you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. You're like, well, here's our values. Or if you've got encourage your son to come up with their own set of values and know them, it's like, are you living to your values? You don't have to tell them anything. Just they'll self-align. And they've got that ability. From fairly early teens, they've got so much more ability than we give them credit. And we just think that they rely on us so much and we want to impart so much wisdom and knowledge. But again, we do that by being there for them, not trying to tell them how to work it all out. Because the best way for them to be an even better leader than you, which is should be our goal, is to give them space to learn themselves. So they can work out, they do want to emulate the good stuff. They do want to please to a certain degree. It'd be good to take the pressure off and realize, and help them realize that they don't need to please you. But then also, at the same time, they're trying to break away and be themselves. So finding out more about your differences in terms of how they're wired, it's a big part of like this profiling tool that I've always used, but I'm developing. I've mentioned before, I'm developing the sport version, which uses this same language that I use in this podcast. It's the same that all the guests on this podcast use. It's language that crosses all boundaries, but it's just the best training ground is sport. And it will allow you to be able to identify easily where you sit, where your child sits, and the different nuances of how you need to operate, how they like to operate, and how you find that balance between the two of you. Start with you. Start with, what do you want to change? What do you need to change? How can you be that better role model? Create that safe place for them to find their own way. And you'll both be so proud of the outcomes, because as a parent, and this is true even for the elderly parents who are getting towards the end, they just want to know that they did a good job as a parent. Yeah, sometimes they'd be good to hear it from your child too. And having heard that a few times, not as many times as I would have liked, from your child, it feels amazing. And there's, of course, going to be elements of me not fully believing that, and I'm sure you've experienced that too. But it does, and it's an important part of our legacy to feel like we've done a good job. And for them, they just want to hear that you're proud. Not just by words, but by every part of you showing just how proud you are. If you let that drive things, then you'll calm that storm. You'll navigate a path out. You'll be able to, and more storms will come. You'll be able to navigate through them, but the storms will lessen. They'll seem so much easier. And you build that connection that we all want, right? We all need as family members. As always, if you haven't hit the like, the follow, the subscribe button, depending on where you are watching or listening, please do that. Help me get in front of more people so I can keep attracting higher quality guests with their awesome stories. I've got some crackers coming up, looking forward to sharing with you. So yeah, if you could do that, a little bit of help for me would be much appreciated. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.